Last year, West Park Democratic Representative Chevron Jones filed a bill mandating the cameras, but after much opposition from law enforcement groups, he changed the measure to ensure law enforcement agencies using the cameras develop policies and procedures. It failed to pass this session amid the budget impasse between the House and Senate, so Jones refiled a similar bill for 2016.
Yeah, this is the same bill, same language from last year, just a new bill number. Now it's House Bill 93. And this is just requiring those agencies who currently are using body cameras to create rules and regulations and training for the usage of the cameras.
That measure was supposed to be paired with another bill creating a public records exemption for body camera recordings done by law enforcement. Only the public records exemption became law.
The public records exemption bill did pass, got signed by the governor, so this bill actually goes right along with it, and because really one can't work without the other. But the good thing is that one did pass, which now gives this more leverage to hopefully to get the unanimous vote as it did last session.
While groups like the American Civil Liberties Union supported the bill setting guidelines, they're against the new public records exemption law. ACLU's Baylor Johnson says it didn't strike a balance between protecting private citizens' rights at the same time as providing oversight for law enforcement.
That ended up limiting how much footage from police body cameras could be released to the public.
Supporters of the measure say the law provides a public records exemption for those recordings taken in a place where you expect privacy, like a home or a hospital room. But Johnson says that's too broad and could limit the public's access to certain footage.
Certainly there are times when officers have an expectation of privacy. This is a thing that we heard concerns about, chatting in the squad car, that sort of a thing. But anytime they start interacting with a member of the public, that should be something that the public has an ability to know what happened, especially if something ends up going wrong.
Law enforcement agencies say this measure, which became law in July, will encourage more agencies to use the cameras. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.